Our initial reaction is that it is quite it's lacking ingenuity. The fact that they introduced this measure last year to a lot of fanfare, and now they've cut it without any public statement on why they've cut it. I do acknowledge they've said that we had got books last year that should be reused, but a lot of the junior schools in particular will have had workbooks and things like that that the children actually write in, and they have to be purchased new each year. So I think in fairness, they have cut the funding without proper thinking about the scheme into the future and without any measure of ensuring that schools have the resources to run the education for the country on a day-to-day basis.
How important is that funding for parents, and what kind of an impact will this measure have?
I think it's crucial for parents because it has taken away the pressure of hunting for resources and books and book lists in shops throughout July and August. And I think many parents will be horrified when schools have to look at their voluntary contributions to see what how will they offset the cuts that have been applied in this grant.
One teacher has said about the decision today, the department is indulging in debt by a thousand cuts. What it gives a republic, but it then takes away when no one is looking. Is that something you can agree with, or is something that resonates with
Oh,
you?
I totally agree with that because it actually reminds me of what happened to capitation back about 10, 12 years ago when Rory Quinn was Minister for Education. They cut capitation 3 years in a row and left schools in situation, and I'm sure you know it all over Clare. Schools are fundraising every day of the week just to meet the basic costs rather than getting the extras that we want for our children.
Would it mean that schools will have to look for greater contributions from parents, do you feel? Or how will schools be able to cope with this, do you believe?
Well, I do think it'll focus boards of management on looking at the cost of the school and how much it takes to run the school. And if they don't have the funds from the Department of Education, they will have to go for fundraisers and voluntary contributions and measures like that because the costs have to be met. Boards of management must run their schools to in the black. So as a result, they have to find the money somewhere. And if the department doesn't provide it, they have to turn to their local community and their parent body.
And you'd imagine that that could result in cutbacks in terms of the services that the school provide and extracurricular activities. Would that be a fear as well?
Well, actually, on the contrary, I think schools do their level best to provide every resource and opportunity to children. And as a result of which, they're all doing fundraisers to beat the band. And they're working hard to try and make sure that no child loses out. And but the reality is that the Department of Education doesn't want to fund primary education properly. And that's something that we've been given out about for decades now. And it's the saddest reflection that our funding is still back at 2011 levels in 2024.
Is this a representative of the government's approach to primary education?
Well, I will say during COVID, the funding did improve. But post-COVID now, there is a distinct impression that the department is trying to cut back on primary education funding, back to the shoestring budgets it had way back in the 1990s, 2000s, and then subsequently to the financial crisis of 2011-16.